This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Jess on Joy.
Hey, look, I'm very excited. We have the Assistant Commissioner, no relation to me, Tess Walsh from the Victorian Police, to tell us all about the fun things that are happening now with Midsummer's coming down. Hello.
Morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Look, you're Jess. Our love child we've worked out. Tess Walsh, Tess Jess. Oh, it's all very exciting.
Do you know, only if I went there, we could have had a baby. Yeah.
And you could have been it.
There you go, Jess. I'll leave that with you.
It's best to do that there. Thank you very much. Now, tell us all about it. We're coming into, we're in Midsummer now, and I saw all the lovely Victorian police down there at the carnival. We had a bit of fun. I got to interview a couple of them. It was
fabulous.
Very, I did find out while I was interviewing, the whole idea I was meant to interview diversity, and all I found out I was going to all the hot guys with their shirts off.
You did not. You're terrible. You talked to two children and one lesbian. That was diverse.
That was diverse.
That was it. And that was only because they came to you. So, Tess, what is happening with Pride and you guys?
So, we're going to start with Midsummer. We've got an increased presence down there, and that's just so... we've got a lot of public events on at this time of year, so we've got increased presence. And whether or not they've got their shirt on or off, I'd hope most of the...
Oh, no, they all had their shirts on. Yeah.
The police had their shirts on. Good. Looking great.
Good. And, yeah, so we're down there just to make sure that everybody has a safe and peaceful Midsummer, which is fantastic. Pride is coming up, so we are marching in Pride for the... I think it's the 25th year of Pride, and we're marching for our 19th time.
Oh, that's pretty good, isn't
that's
it?
That's amazing.
It's great.
So you'll be down there February the 2nd?
You bet, Sunday, Feb the 2nd. If I take us back, you know, it started with the vision of Christine Nixon, who deeply understood the connection of community and identifying LGBTIQ members within the community and also with policing. So, yeah, we've been marching for 19 years now. I think it gets hotter every year, but it's one of the one of our favourite days in the calendar, and we really genuinely do march with a lot of pride. It's probably the only day of the year that we actually get cheered by the crowd, so it's quite...
That's not true. We cheer you often.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't get a lot of cheering, but anyway, we get a lot of support, and certainly when the chips are down and, you know, certainly in the fire-ridden communities at the moment, things like that, your community are unbelievably supportive to Victoria Police. So it's lovely to have that opportunity to march and to demonstrate our support for LGBTIQ community and also our police members.
From the Victorian Police point of view, is it a sanctioned thing that the guys will go, or do they go off their time, like they're off duty, so they go on their own and represent the police, or is it something that you guys, you know, say, so all right, you off you go, march down the street? Yeah,
it's all voluntary, Tom. We put out some communications early on, and invite people to march if they'd like to. If they want to march, they're on duty. You can't ask people to turn up and put their outfit on and march in their own time. We also have a significant contingent who will be working, whose geographic area it is to work. So they'll be looking after all things in
crowd
the
control,
in the crowd. Yeah.
Yeah, making sure.
Any
yeah.
sort of public order event that is going to attract that amount of people, which it does invariably. So there'll be a big police contingent that look after that. And then you've got the marchers. And it's not just police members in uniform. We've got a lot of investigators, and we've got a lot of Victoria Police public service staff who'll be supporting as well.
Oh, fantastic.
And do they have to be out police to go in, or can they be allies?
So if I can use an example, we'll be led off by a chief commissioner who attends in support of LGBTI communities and also of the internal members. Who are out. Some are out, some aren't. That's their own business. But we also have most of the command members will come along, so all the senior police, and it's just purely a demonstration of support.
Beautiful.
Which it really is. It's quite lovely, and it's a great thing to come together for.
Oh, that's fabulous.
So, but it's not just the Midsummer going on. There's a lot of things involved. You guys are also getting involved with the Pride Cup.
Pride Cup is the following Saturday the 8th of February. So Victoria Police Soccer Club and the Melbourne Rovers have been playing the Pride Cup since 2017. Last year the Rovers won well, so we'll be looking to turn that round.
Wow. Do you threaten your officers, you know, get out there and win, or you'll be out there, walk on the streets? What do they used to call you, flat footers? Yeah.
No. I haven't heard the flat footers. No. But,
maybe that was my nana.
Could be something to it.
Yeah.
Again, all voluntary, and that's a community event. So it's at Darabin International Sports Centre in Thornbury from 10 till 2 on Saturday, 8th of Feb. So if community members would like to turn up and watch the police play against the Rovers, then
that could be great prep for Work the World later on that night. That would be fabulous. So last thing, how do you get one of those police things that is in the rainbow? If you're in the police, the rainbow's on the back where it says police in rainbow.
On the epaulettes. And
yes.
I think only Gabby the Glow has got the...
Is that it?
I think she's got it fairly, exclusively. There's lots of lanyards and there's lots of pins, shoulder badges and things like that. But I think only Gabby's got the...
Goodness,
I've rainbow police sign.
I would have been signing up for sure for the police for that one. That was just, for me, the rainbow is very important.
It is always important. Well, thank you so much, Assistant Commissioner Tess Walsh, coming in and telling us all about it. Very happy to have you there. On average, what's the crowd like? Do we arrest many people down at Pride? We're all pretty well behaved.
Do you know what? The last few years have been too hot for anybody to drink too much. So
to do anything.
Honestly,
true.
It's been... but it is... it's a fantastic crowd. It's normally incredibly well behaved. And the focus is on the march. And I think people go away and have a bit of a party afterwards. But, we've had a little bit of... activity that we've had to deal with, but on the whole, it's such a positive day.
And will you be marching yourself on February the 2nd?
You betcha.
You will be.
It normally coincides with my dear dad's birthday, but we've offset it this year, so I'll be able to march here.
Excellent. Well, we'll see you there. We'll be marching for
joy.
We'll be
cheering.
As well, so
fantastic.
We'll be there. Maybe
in
we
the booth
can
upstairs?
Well, we're actually going to be on the street. We'll have a live cross on the day, but us three will be leading the march down the street for joy as it is, and we're going to get into like a full-on dance-off against the Victorian police halfway down. How about
is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We could be doing like some a cappella sing thing. Just like
Look out. We've got some talent.
We've got some talent. We know you do.
Thank you so much. We have had a very troubling start to the year. Thank you guys for out there taking care of us. And we're going to take care of you as well in return.
Fantastic.
Wake up with Tom and Jess, Thursdays on Joy Breakfast. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne, stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Find all our podcasts at tomandjessradio.com or subscribe on iTunes or Spotify.
Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.